Dr. White Rabbit here with another veterinary educational slash banger attempt video. Today we're going to be running it straight at congestive heart failure and DAGs. So what are we going to look out for here? So basically the easiest way I reckon to say is basically if your dog's sort of middle-aged, like sort of 8 to 10 plus, and all of a sudden their sort of cardio drops off on the walk, you know, it's like they've been at the gym, they're just doing way too many weights, not enough speed work, and all of a sudden their cardio just turns to shit and they just can't get as far. That could be an early sign, but like one of the game changers is basically you just time their breaths when they're asleep. So you just count the number of breaths while they're asleep as their chest rises. If it's less than 30, you're probably okay. If it's more than 30, it's a little sus and maybe you should go see a vet. This is what it sounds like. And they'll often like just do it like like in the morning or like just as they wake up or something when it first starts off. But yeah, it's a good little tip. And look, if you've got more money than most people in New Zealand, you can go see a specialist as well. And they do this new crazy stuff like left atrial decompression and transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. So like, that will help even more, but there are drugs you can manage this. Pimobendan basically makes the heart a better pump. Furosemide whips fluid out of the lungs. Those are the most two important, and they're not that expensive, so give it a go. Okay, this one's Bad Habits. It's like my take on Ed Sheeran's original song. I think it's a little, like, marginally better, but yeah, we'll see. What does the cat think?